Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in Craig Parrish, event coordinator for the old historic U.S. 127 Motor Tour. Craig, I understand that you're in Coldwater. Is that right?
Yep, we are. Jack, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. You began in Auburn, Indiana, correct?
We started in Auburn, Indiana this morning at the Cord Duesenberg Museum, and then we went to downtown Angola for lunch, and now we're in Coldwater, and it's the old 27 tour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the old 27.
27, yeah, the old road, the good old highway from back in the old days, Jack, yeah.
And this road winds up, you go all the way to Sheboygan, correct?
Yep, we do. We do 14 cities in 6 days, and the crowd here already in Coldwater, Jack, is double what it was last year, and we're just in Coldwater. Unbelievable.
And how many vehicles do you have?
Right now, about 115. Last year, we rolled in here with about 65 to get the thing started. We got over 115 here already.
All right, and the vintage cars dating back how far?
I've got everything here right now from Model A's all the way to brand-new Corvettes and everything in between. There's Mustangs, there's Grand Prix, there's 57 Chevys, there's 69 Camaros. There's just all different kinds of cars from all over everywhere, and they're just beautiful cars. They're great people, and we're having a great time here at the Hampton in Coldwater. This is the host hotel and the kickoff party tonight.
Craig Parrish, our guest, event coordinator for the old historic U.S. 27 Motor Tour, and will be here tomorrow at the Eastwood Town Center beginning about 4:30. Is that right?
Right. We'll be at the Eastwood Town Center right in front of Johnny Rockets from 4:30 until 8, Jack.
All right. Auto enthusiasts can register their car here and then join the tour. And how do they do that if they'd like to finish the trip?
They can just register right there. They'll have a registration table there at the tent, Jack, and they can just sign up there, and they can do as many cities as they want for the time that allows. And we'd love to have the car guys come out and join us. It's a great time. It's a great trip, and great towns, and it's just to promote Old 27 and tourism in Michigan.
All right, you're talking about some announcement that's going to be made Thursday morning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a big announcement coming up Thursday morning. I'm not at liberty yet to tell you what it is, Jack.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Joan Bauer is going to be there as well, state representative.
Right, yep.
And where is that announcement going to take place?
That will be at Myers in DeWitt on Old 27, and it'll be about 7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning. Okay, so we're going to have to report on what happens Thursday morning on our Thursday show, right?
It's a real important announcement, and it's really neat. Yep, and Joan Bauer will be there. The mayor of DeWitt will be there, and it's going to be some really really nice stuff. Yep.
Is this going to be significant for auto enthusiasts or for the general public?
The public, auto enthusiasts, tourism, everything.
All right. They just had the Dream Cruise in Detroit.
The Woodward Dream Cruise, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can you talk about that and any similarities to the U.S. 27 Motor Tour?
Well, the Woodward Cruise is just basically, it's about an 8-mile stretch of Woodward Avenue.
Right.
Down in the Ferndale area, down around the zoo and everything.
It's like
where
a parade.
The Woodward Cruise is.
Yeah.
Well, the 27 Tour, this is a 320-mile cruise for 6 days. This is from Auburn, Indiana, all the way to Sheboygan. And then on Sunday, we've all got to go south to go home, so I signed up Alpina for a thing called the Drive Home, Jack. And so Sunday morning, we hit the road and go down 23 along Lake Huron. We spend the evening in downtown Alpina for a car show and spend the night there. And they are thrilled to be on board with this thing. And it's a beautiful city over there in Alpina, and glad to have them on board with this thing.
How many years have we had the U.S. 27 Motor Tour?
Last year, I had over 500 registered, and when we left Clare on Friday morning to go to Harrison and Grayling, the line of cars was over 3 miles long.
Wow.
Just for a third-year event last year, Jack. That's how this thing is catching on fast.
And how has it caught on? What is it that has been so popular?
Well, you know, back in its day, Old 27 was considered the other Route 66 of the United States. It was considered the north-south version, and it was the way you went. You went up north fishing, hunting, camping, to Houghton Lake or whatever, you took Old U.S. 27. That was the way you went. If you wanted to go to Florida to, you know, the glass bottom boats or Ocala or Miami or wherever you were going down there for vacation, you took Old U.S. 27. That was the highway back in its day. And, you know, I've had a lot of experience over the years with car events and traveling, and I've done Route 66 numerous times. And I've always known about Old 27 being right in our back door there in Lansing. So I put this thing together 5 years ago, started it, and went to all these towns, and I've got 14 cities involved in it now.
Well, there is a very different event known as the World's Largest Yard Sale, which
right,
is following
127.
That's right. That's 127. And that involves six states. So that is also a very, very popular event this time of year. But
absolutely. As a matter of fact, we are talking about doing something like that right now on Old 27. There's talks.
Craig, thanks so much for joining us. We wish you a lot of luck, and we'll follow your announcement Thursday morning.
Okay, thank you, Jack. I appreciate your support as always.
Again, that's tomorrow, 4:30 to 7:30 at Eastwood. We'll be right back, coming up with Hour 2 of Ebling and You.